Hi, this is David Brown. I'm a retina surgeon in Houston, Texas. What I'm going to talk about today is the results of the anti-VEGF trials using ranibizumab for branch retinal vein occlusion and central retinal vein occlusion. We talked about the score results, and now we're going to see how anti-VEGF therapy compares against the standard of care. Note that these weren't compared against the steroids. Both were compared to a standard of care arm. The first trial that study is the BRAVO trial. The BRAVO trial was used where ranibizumab injections were given monthly. Patients were randomized 2-to-1 to either ranibizumab injections or observation. At month 3, they could begin to get grid laser photocoagulation. In this trial, patients had a rapid improvement of visual acuity by week 1, increasing to an over 3-line gain in the average patient in the ranibizumab arms. This compares to a minimal gain with the standard of care of only several letters. In this trial, ranibizumab was clearly superior to standard of care. How about the CRUISE trial? The CRUISE trial compared intravitreal ranibizumab injections for 6 consecutive months versus just observation, since we don't have a known treatment. In this trial, patients gained 8 letters by week 1. This improved to almost 15 letters by 3 months. The chances of a 3-line gain were 2 times higher in patients given ranibizumab than those in the standard of care arm. On average, the standard of care arm maintained their baseline vision but did not gain significant amounts. These trials both indicate that anti-VEGF therapy is very effective for both anatomic and visual acuity gains in central retinal vein occlusion and branch retinal vein occlusion. The results of these trials are being submitted to the FDA for potential approval of ranibizumab for central retinal vein occlusion. It's likely that if the visual acuity results are maintained at the 12-month endpoint and it's approved, standard of care will probably shift in almost all patients to anti-VEGF therapy for central retinal vein occlusion. We're going to talk about steroids versus anti-VEGF therapy in the next video block. But until then, I wish you good luck in helping to interpret these results in your own patients. This is David Brown for the Methodist Hospital in Houston, Texas. Thank you very much.